Let us bring in our main man with the weather, Pat Pagano. Well, Pat, we've had some boring weather lately. The boring days are over.
They are. 2.5 inches of rain here.
Yeah, well, like I said, my rain gauge is not that great. It's inch and a half, but most people here are reporting anywhere between 1 and 2 inches, and I guess the National Weather Service has a flood watch. I'm surprised it's not a warning because of the amount of rain that's going to come.
It's still a watch, and it does not cover the Catskills, nor does it cover the Berkshires.
And that's amazing because I think the Catskills might be on track to get more than anybody else.
It's very possible. So I don't know. I guess a lot depends on the water table and how much water these areas can have before flooding, flash flooding. So, but you know, the rivers and creeks and streams and everything will all be probably a bankful. There's no doubt about it. And this is all because of the low. There is one low just offshore, and there's another low just inland, and right along the coast there's three. There's five lows right now that have not gotten together yet, but they will. So windy and rainy with heavy rain at times, 50 to 55 today. Wind and rain tonight. Actually, the wind could be stronger tonight than it is today. I'm thinking we could have gusts of 35, 40 miles an hour, and the low will be 40. Early rain tomorrow quits. Maybe you get a little sun, but still windy as the storm pulls offshore. 60. Thursday's a nice day, sunny and 60. I think Friday, the way it'll work out, you may get a little sun, it'll cloud up, and that gets windy and wet later in the day and at night. And the highs on Friday, 50 to 55. We definitely open up the weekend with showers.
Now, no prediction for Halloween, right?
Right now, it looks like showers.
It's interesting to follow this rain because on Sunday we saw this bomb cyclone when San Francisco was playing, and it was absolutely incredible. And then last night in the game in Seattle, they had the same thing. This incredible heavy rain with gusty winds. And as a matter of fact, Pat, at the end of that game last night with about 2 minutes left, 30-mile-an-hour winds, okay, steady, and the heavy rain. First time as an NFL kicker, a guy came in and kicked the winning field goal of 37 yards for Seattle for New Orleans in that type of situation. That was amazing. And now, last night, Pat, some big, big thunder boomers came by my house. I don't even know what time it was. But you know why I slept well? Because now both trees that partially fell down, one that hit a car months ago, one that hit my house, they're now gone. They came yesterday. It took them about 4.5 hours to take this one tree down, Pat. It was just huge. And if the other portion had come down to that tree, it was so big, it probably would have gone across the road if it fell that way, and it would have definitely hit the house if it fell that way. So I slept well last night knowing that both those are gone.
Yeah, we had thunderstorms here too, and my dog reacted to that. So Pat was up a little bit on the late side, but that's okay, because I did stay up to watch Dancing with the Stars, which was very, very good last night. Everybody danced very well, and I think the people or the person they picked to send home was justified. So I was completely happy with that. But yeah, you're right. It's just incredible how weather patterns change. We're dry for such a long time, and then all of a sudden we get wet. Now, the storm that it was affecting Seattle last night, that will arrive here later Friday into Saturday.
It's amazing. And once again, the effects of, I don't know if it's climate change, but we go through these rainy periods, then dry, then rainy periods, and dry. And the rainy periods, more than not, are real heavy periods. And, you know, I can't imagine people living out in California, because they had this a couple of days ago, and they've been so bone dry. When something like this happens, then they get mudslides and landslides.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So it's just the extreme. And, you know, and again, I know it sounds like a broken record, but we keep repeating this. The extremes are now the norm.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to. The extremes are now the norm. Someone said to me, how come every time it rains here, it's got to be heavy? I said, because it's extreme. and the extremes are now the norm. I mean, I heard one person yesterday, one weathercaster yesterday, saying that we were going to have Cat 2 winds. So they were comparing this to a tropical system. And it's not. It's just not. So I think that's kind of interesting. But in the meantime, Marshall, like you said, it was kind of boring. And now it's interesting.
Well, the interesting thing, you know, when I look at it is thank God this didn't come a couple of weeks ago, because we had a muted fall. The colors weren't as bright. But had this storm come through, let's say, 3 weeks ago, there would have been no foliage, none.
Right, right.
And I feel sorry for the people further up north that are enjoying a pretty beautiful season, because this will end the foliage season for everybody.
Pretty much so. You're absolutely correct. I mean, except downstate, you know, where it still hasn't turned yet.
That's right. Well, that's New York. But is the city getting hit pretty hard with this as well?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Just what they need, more flooding rains.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, they're still, you know, on working on, what do they say, hard-boiled eggs? Because
walking on
what happened last time? Yeah.
Walking on. You know what's interesting? When you look at the radar, this is almost like a winter storm radar, where the precipitation is coming off of the ocean and back in. So this classifies as a nor'easter, does it not?
This is a nor'easter. Yeah. That is correct. Yep, this is a nor'easter. So you are correct there. And what are we going to do? I mean, you know, it's weather, and there's always been weather. Unfortunately, it was never all this extreme, or it was extreme at times, but not as often.
Now, this will be interesting to see if this extreme weather continues into the winter, where we have occasional warm spots and then bitter cold, and then extreme precipitation. I wonder, you know, it seems like it's pretty much laid in where that's what the weather is like now. It seems season to season to season.
Yeah, I don't, again, that's questionable, because it is going to be La Nina. And La Nina is tricky. It can be very tricky. So it's very possible that, you know, you have a cold weather pattern, and the storm track should be to the south, and then all of a sudden it slips to the north, and we're cold, and we get plowed with snow. Those things could happen, but for the most part, La Nina generally means cold, and let's look at it this way, near to just below normal in snowfall. We shall see if that's going to be the case.
Now, what's the difference between La Nina and the other one?
El Nino.
El Nino. What's the difference?
El Nino. What? Well, La Nina, again, is a cold weather pattern. El Nino is more of a wet pattern for us. So in a La Nina pattern, most of the storms will go out to the southern part of the United States. And in El Nino, that's off. You know, they come up in every which direction, but it's not as cold.
All right. Well, so I guess we got to prepare for cold weather and see what type of precipitation manages to come along when it's cold.
Yeah. I mean, I think the winter will be interesting, but I don't think it's going to be one of our. I mean, I've heard some people forecasting it's going to be one of the coldest winters we've seen in quite some time, as far as duration, long cold. I don't know about that. I don't see it.
All right. Now, on the way in, I was listening to an interesting report. You remember when Voyager 1 and 2 were launched 50 years ago?
Yeah.
They were sent out just to reach Jupiter. They are still sending back data, and they are 14 billion miles out in space.
Wow.
And their power batteries are starting to dwindle, but they still think they'll transmit for another 5 to 6 years. Can you imagine? How can you imagine we launch something and it's 14 billion miles away? How small do we feel, Pat? I mean, we're not even a blip on the radar.
Really?
You know, we look at our world and it's It's almost a little scary when you think of the vastness of the universe. It's almost a little scary. 14 billion years. I mean, miles. That's amazing.
And still sending data back. That is really something.
And there's only one person still living from the team that launched it 50 years ago, and he's 68 years old, and they're training other people now in their 30s and 40s, because by the time they'll still be receiving data, the people that are now in their 30s and 40s that are being trained are going to be in their 60s and 70s.
Right.
It's what a wild story. You gotta love talking about space travel. You just it's amazing when you look at it. All right, well, once again, let's recap this wet and windy forecast.
And that's exactly it. It is rain today, heavy at times, windy. We have more rain tonight, windy. Then the rain ends tomorrow morning, maybe a little Sunday afternoon, but still windy. And we're looking for temperatures, for the most part, 55 to 60. Thursday looks nice. Then we cloud up Friday, and there could be more rain coming in by late in the day.
And hopefully on Sunday, Halloween, we'll have normal weather.
Well, again, we're looking for showers, but at least with the showers, it should at least be in the 60s.
All right. Well, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow and see if we're all in boats.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good. You be careful.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.